All right. Yesterday, we spent some time on Leisachmaid, and the Gemara basically tells us that most people don't understand Leisachmaid. Most people think Leisachmaid is only Beloidami, without money. And the way the Rambam understands is the Tos, and Leisachmaid really is even if you pay money. If you want something, and if you pay money for it, it's also Leisachmaid. Problem is, the Lashon HaRambam is that Leisachmaid, the Rambam says, is dafka if you buy it. So he says dafka if you get it. And as we said yesterday, the Rambam says if you see something you want it, and you hichbir alav bereyim vehifter by, you had people talk to him to influence him, and you begged him, and he sold it to you. So you're over on Leisachmaid. As I state in Rambam. And the Rambam says it's a lav shein b'maisa, hilkachin lekin alav. And since Leisachmaid is a lav shein b'maisa, therefore there's no malchus. So yesterday we mentioned the Ravid's two kashas on the Rambam. The first kasha, a very sharp kasha, that if Leisachmaid is only if you buy it, if you want it, you don't buy it, then there's no Leisachmaid, so then it's a lav sheyesh by ma'isa. How could the Rambam say in the same type of day diba? That's a lav sheyesh by ma'isa. It's a lav sheyesh by ma'isa. It's one kasha. And the second kasha is, he should have said, you don't get malchus for a different reason. Because it's a lav haditin letashlumin. It's a lav that can be undone. If the aver is only if you buy it, so if you return it. So it's a lav hanitin letashlumin, and a lav hanitin letashlumin is not, is you don't get malchus on. So that's his second kasha. So these two kashas are the Ravid's kashas, and the stipul comes to answer these two kashas with a tremendous havana in the Kavanah to Rambam. The stipul is yisoid. Is really Leisachmaid is a lav she'im by ma'isa. The avera Leisachmaid is the chemdash of a life, is the jealousy. Now the shaila is, how jealous does someone have to be over on Leisachmaid? I mean, it happens to you all the time. You see something that looks good and you want it. It's a normal thing that happens to human beings. You see things you want. How much jealousy is the threshold for the Isra of Leisachmaid? So the Torah has to give a certain way, a certain number, a certain sinin, a way of knowing how jealous is the Avera. If it could be possible to put a thermometer under your tongue and it'll register how much chem do you have. So the Torah would say it's a certain amount. If you put it under your tongue and it hits whatever the number is, it hits 50, is Leisach. There's no such thermometer. You can't put a thermometer under a person's tongue and see how jealous he is. So the Torah was Kiveya. The Rambam says, how jealous is a person to be Iver? So jealous that Hichbid Olav Bereyim Vehifter by Acher Kanei. The level is, if somebody doesn't want to sell something and you do things to pressure him to sell it to you, that level of jealousy is the Avera of Leisachmaid. That you went through with it till you got it. Now I admit, sometimes it may be easier to do, sometimes it may be harder to do. But we have to have some threshold, some line where we say, if you cross this line, that's the amount of jealousy that you're over. The amount of jealousy is an amount of jealousy that you convince him to sell it to you. Okay, that's the Isra of Leisachmaid. So the stipler, what's the word? The selling it to you is not the Aveira, the buying it is not the Aveira. It's just a way of determining your level of chemda, your level of jealousy. The Aveira itself is an Aveira shame by Maisa. It's the jealousy that's the Aveira. Buying is just a way of measuring the jealousy. You were so chaymeid that you made sure to get it. But the Aveira is a lot of shame by Maisa. The buying is not the Aveira. It's not the buying that's the Aveira. The buying is a way of knowing how jealous a person is. Lamar, I'll give you a marshal. Let's say it would be possible to put a thermometer under your tongue and see how jealous you are. Let's say it would be possible, and the thermometer have lines, and if you hit the line number 50, that means you're over. So now I have a person who's jealous. So I stick a thermometer under his tongue, and bang, it hits the jackpot. It hits 50, he's over. Does that allow yesh bei ma'isa? Because I had to stick the thermometer under his tongue to see how jealous he is. Does that make it a lashesh b'maisa? Because you have to do the ma'isa, you have to stick the thermometer under his tongue. So you all understand, that doesn't make it a lashesh b'maisa. The aveira is the jealousy. The thermometer is just a way of seeing how jealous he is, right? The chap of the stipla is that what the Rambam is saying is buying it is like a thermometer to see how jealous you are. How much chemda do you have for this thing? How much chemda? If you have so much chemda that you go and you pressure him to sell it and you get it from him, bang, when you get it from him, that's a simon that you was, that you had so much chemda to be able to have it. Good.
Good.
What?
So many other variables. What happens by now is a very, you like this item. You know, I know, there's no way I'm going
to
get it. So
it's true. Some people you have to beg 100 times.
I'm not going
to
do it.
So there has to be a simon. To something that's arbitrary, that sometimes can be more sensitive. Like, there has to be some line. This is the line. The line is that you did it so much until you got it.
Yep.
But we need a definition of the Aveira. We have to understand the definition. I'll tell you why. So I'll answer that. I'll tell you why it's Bedina Yada. I'll tell you in a minute, okay? Just this is the stipler's guideline to answer the first kasha. That's a lav she'ein by ma'isa, because the jealousy is the level, not the actual getting it is the aveira, it's just a simit of the aveira. And it's not a lav anit l'tashlumin, because giving it back won't do anything. The aveira wasn't that you got it. If you steal something, you give it back, you undo it. By chemda, the aveira wasn't that you got it. The Aveira was the Chemda Shebelev, which you are over. So Mimela, giving it back, doesn't undo the Chemda Shebelev. Whatever Chemda it was, and finished. This is the stipend. Now what the stipend is really doing, getting back to yesterday, I mentioned to you the Ibn Ezra's Kasha on Chumash. The Ibn Ezra says in Parshas Yisrael, how could there be an Aveira of Vasach? Chemda is belief. Can you control chemda? You can have two people. One person likes a certain kind of car, and someone likes a different type of car. He sees this type, and he's chaymed. The other person is not chaymed. Because he worked on himself. No, he just has no interest. Chemda is something that happens, that's the Ibn Ezra's kasha, that how do you work on yourself not to be a chaymed? It's nice, you should listen to him, not want things. But Lamaisa Chemda usually is Bakarchach. You see something nice, you want it. On this Ibn Ezra, there's a Chinuch. The Chinuch writes in Mitzvah Tufchav Dalet. He doesn't bring the Ibn Ezra by name, but he brings this Kasha. And the Chinuch says, Zeh HaDavar Ein Ekein. It's not true that you can't control your jealousy. Very strong lashon. No. He says, who says you can't control your jealousy? Only tipshim, fools. And chaytim b'nafshayisam. Ki omnam b'yad ha'adam l'mnaya atzmai u'machshavtai v'tayvaisav m'chol ma'ashi yirtzim. It's not true you can't control this. The person could control himself. Levi must be yaday. A person's heart is in his hands. A person could control himself. The Rambam is telling us how you have to control yourself. The Rambam says, what's chemda? You want it in your heart? That's not my sachmut. A person walks in the street and he sees something and he wants it. Or he sees his friend has some tchotchke and he wants it. At that point, you're not over anything. What are you over? Hifzer alav bereim. When you start hichbed alav bereim and try to get friends to convince him to sell it to you, or you beg him, at that point, that's loy sachmut. The Rambam is telling you what's leisachmei. There has to be some practical guideline what's leisachmei. Leisachmei is you want it. If he wants to sell it to you happily, we said yesterday that there's no avera. Once you start pressuring him to sell it to you, that's where you have to stop. You have to stop. It could be one friend, you'll beg him once, he'll sell it to you. Another friend, you have to beg him 100 times. Well, your mechuyev to stop is right there. Your oiva leisachmei, as soon as you start to be piled that he should sell it to you. That's where you have to stop. If you hold like the Rambam, then the chinuch is understood. That guideline of chemda, that a person can control himself. A person can control himself not to be mafzerelov. Now, if you begged him, he still didn't sell it to you, he's still not oiva. But that's the guideline of where chemda, the avera of chemda, starts. It starts by begging him. You're not oiva unless he sells it to you. You could have the same thing, could ask Kasha Naganev. You could have two people go to do a geneva, and one person tries a little, and he's matzliach, so to speak, he steals. The other person could try 10 times as hard, and he's not successful. So he's oiva and he's not oiva. It's true. Gezeila is an aveira in the maisa. Chemda is an aveira in the lave. So since it's an aveira in the lave, it's going to be very, very difficult to tell a person, how do I talk to a person? I say, no, I'll be jealous. This jealous, yeah, that jealous. Now, how much jealous? So Rambam gives a guideline. The Rambam says, you beg. How much begging? It's also very hard. Ideally, the Rambam should say the amount of begging that the average person would sell. But it's very hard to give such guidelines. So therefore, the Rambam says that our Kabbalah of Leisachmaid is when you beg him and he sells it to you. That's when you're over the other. Now, it's true. By one person, it might require a lot of chemda to do it, one person a little. One person might be a better negotiator, one person less. But that's where the Aveira, when you hit the line of getting him to sell it to you, that's when you're over the Aveira. But the Aveira itself is chemda shebelev. It's chemda shebelev. The Aveira is the chemda in the heart.
If a person is a smooth talker, and he says, I want it so much, and I would convince him to sell it to me, but the only reason why I'm not is because I don't want to do an avera. But he knows, and he's truthful, and he understands that he would do it.
That control is the guideline that's under leisachmei and not over it. That self-control, that because of the avera leisachmei you don't do it, that a certain level of chemda, you can't control yourself anymore.
He doesn't have less chemda, he's just stopping his actions.
So that level of chemda is not an avera.
The level of chemda
that you can't stop yourself from trying to get it. Because you know the din, he doesn't know the din. But because you know the din, you controlled your chemda. It's not true. At 2 o'clock, you both wanted it equally. At 2:01, you decided, I'm stopping, it's an aveira. And he didn't. At 2:01, you cut off your chemda. And he continued his chemda.
I still wanted it. 2:01, I still wanted it.
No, but you cut it off. You stopped yourself from being a chaymer to get things. That level of chemda, to get things, that's the aveira. He built up his chemda. He wasn't over his chemda till that moment that he was matzliach, and the other person said, "You'll get it." At that moment, he's over. That chemda, at the moment that the person was willing to get it, sure, it grew. It grew. Every minute a person doesn't control his chemda is growing.
But I wanted it for 10 minutes before, and I was a 10 minutes before, and I saw
but you. Sometimes I'll tell you the truth. You can have somebody begs him for 3 hours. He says no. A new person begs him for 1 minute, he gets worn down from the other 3 hours, and he sells it. So you have to have a guideline somewhere. The Rambam says that this is the line. This is where the line of the Aveira Shebelev is. The Aveira is when a person gets it. It's true, you could have circumstances that change it. You could have... It's not totally the Maisa. Because the Aveira is not the Maisa. The Aveira is not the Maisa. The Maisa is what...
If the cutoff line is the Maisa, then you need the cutoff line to do it. You can't...
The Statler compares it to someone who says, I swear I will eat this cookie. The cookie says, I swear I make a shvuah, I'll eat it. Now if he doesn't eat it, it's a lav sheva meisa, right? What he did is he took the cookie and he threw it into the ocean. So Tatzah says that now a lav sheyesh by meisa, because he threw it. When was he aver that? When he threw it into the cookie, he's aver aver. When he threw it into the ocean. But throwing it into the ocean is not the aver. Just at that moment, he made sure he'll never be able to eat it. So he's like, it's a lav sheyesh by meisa. Just he had to throw it into the ocean to come to it. Same thing with the Stoli Sachmai. The aver is not the buying. But you just can't come to it without the buying. So mainly you have to come to the buying. Otherwise you can't come to a hadraga.
Why can't it be like a different like that?
Why did the Rambam... Right, so let me explain one more nekuda. First of all, The kas we understand is something that you could be meiser kasay. Not offended, but the Rambam, the reason the Rambam gets to this, there's another part in the Rambam that I didn't mention. There are two averus in the Torah on jealousy, leisachmaid and leisasave. So the Rambam says leisasave, you're over as soon as you try to buy it. As soon as you ask him to sell it to you, you're over leisasave. That's leisasav. There's an extra pasuk leisachmaid, which is a greater level of jealousy. Taiva and chemda. Taiva is one level, chemda is another. So it says taiva yaiver even when you ask him. Chemda yaiver when you ask him so much, ashehivtzer by, till he gave it to you. So that's why the Rambam probably had to give another step to chemda. He held that the heart itself is not, it can't be, because that's bakar chayit. So by sataiva, he said, leisasava is when you try to get it from him. Leisachman is when you're successful. No, the Rambam doesn't say even ask. He says you plan to ask. You make plans on how to get it. So as a person makes plans on how to get it, doesn't mean he wants it. It means he makes plans. That's enough. You do something to get it. That's
all. You don't have to cross the boundary. You know I can't pass leisasava. Why would I think I could pass
leisasava? Leisachman has to have... My sachman has to have a level. It's a separate avera. You have to know when you have a leisachman. You should avoid leisachman. And if a person's ayva leisachman, he has to avoid leisachman. Once a person already made plans, he's ayva leisachman. So he should still stop before he gets it. Because getting it is leisachman. He should, but if he already was ayva leisachman. Look, the Torah wrote it. You want to know why the Torah wrote it? You have a kasha. The Torah wrote this another avery afterwards, and the Torah told us about it. The reason the Torah told us is to give us. Everything the Torah gave you, you should know what to avoid. The Torah is telling you how to avoid it. The Torah is telling you how to avoid it.
If I ask someone once, and he's not willing to give it, then I ask again. Say, he gives it. Somebody will really stop my. And you're putting the same parameter as someone that pressures 100 times, it's not a
sahar.
You can't
use that. The amount, if you pressure a person until he gives it to you, that's like sahmaid. Even the small amount that you mention is also like sahmaid. There has to be a gather for an avera. Can I ask you, if someone steals because she doesn't have bread to give her kids are crying, and she steals, she's a ganav. Someone else steals, he's a millionaire. He hates the owner of the store and he just goes in to steal because he hates him. He's like, only six. It's the same Avera. In Shemayim, it's not the same Avera. But the Torah has to give us guidelines. In Shemayim, they don't get punished the same. But down here, you have to have a guideline. The same thing with the two Leisachmites. A person's Avera Leisachmite if he asks him one extra time or if he asks him 100 extra times. He's Avera. In Shemayim, it's very different. Down here, we have to have a guideline for it, that's all.
Only
it
is a guideline.
Let's
say,
asking
once
is
a guideline.
Let's
asking.
It's but it's not asking once. See, that's the thing.
What?
But asking once is not the it has to be hifzer alav. Otherwise, you couldn't go to the store and buy anything. How can you buy things in the store?
That
wants to sell, but you have to want it. Without wanting it, you're not going to go into the store and buy it. You're walking down the avenue and you see something in the store. You see, new safer came out. Now you want the safer, right? They had the sash and the
hat. Who wants to sell it before? That person's not selling it. And he wants to sell it.
you see something you want, so you ask him to sell it. That should be what's happening. If what we're trying to do is create guidelines, we can put it all over
there. Yesterday, in class, I asked you, if you see someone has potato chips and you go by, Yaver? So I says one thing is you're not jealous of his. But the people say, right, if it's for sale, it's different. So I was looking, where does it say if it's for sale, it's different? So Rabbeinu Yonah in the Shari Tshuva, in Chela Gimel, Hitaka writes that if something is for sale, somebody's willing to sell it. It's Eisman Gimel, he explains the Sachman. And he says, if a person's willing to sell it, you don't have to beg him, then there's no Sachman. That's what he says. Now you still have to ask him for it. That's not Isachmid. Isachmid is a certain level. The level is where a person doesn't want to sell it, and you're maftzuba. Now I have to tell you, he adds, Rabbi Yaina adds, lav dafka, you beg him to sell it. If you beg him to give it as a matana, it's also Isachmid. It's pasha. Sell it or buy it. And he says, if your friend has something, you ask him for it, and he doesn't want to give it to you. And your mafter by your Ibrahim Sachmat. Now I think the Gemara says that people have a misunderstanding. This Nakuda I think happens. It happens sometimes. If someone has something, you ask him, he doesn't want to give it to you, and then you nudge him a little more and then he gives it to you. I'm not so sure it doesn't happen. You know, you keep your antennas up, you watch what's going on around you the next couple of days. I'm not so sure. No, it doesn't happen to people. Somebody has something, somebody has a drink, and you want some of the drink, and he really doesn't want to give it to you, and you nudge him. Huh? I think it may happen. It happens, and Gemara says, people don't understand. What do you mean? I'm paying. Go to Matana. Once he gives it, it's not the value of it.
The minister of the Sakhman. I'm paying a offer, putting to your door, and I'll do $1 million for your house. You're going to sell it.
If someone walks to my door and he offers me $1 million for the house, see, it depends. There are times somebody wants to buy a house and the person wants to sell it for a certain price and you're bargaining. So is that like Sachmid? So it's Sachmid, it's for sale, you're haggling over the price. The truth is everything in the world is for sale for some price. I don't know. Stop offering him crazy numbers.
Is that person liable to the Eiver by not wanting to sell something or do something? Or is he liable? So now you are an Eiver. I can't give it to you. I can't give it to something either.
It's not really not paid because the guy had a tender.
The guy had enough tender to do it. So whether I give in or not is not. Just to me, it's not revealed until he sells it. The Rabbi's washing, though, is he's not over until he sells it. It's a little tricky. I can't have it both ways. I can't say it's only if you buy it and then say, well, it doesn't matter if you sell it because he's over it. If you offer somebody a crazy price for something, let's say somebody is eating potato chips. They say, give me some. He says, I'm sorry, I'm hungry. You say, oh, come on, I'll be your best friend. Right? So that's like Sachmaid, or you just offer him a lot of money for it? Be your best friend, it's worth something, no? It's very hard for me to say where you're arriving. The Rabbeinu Yonah sounds like it's a very low threshold. It says, if you ask someone for something, he doesn't want to give it to you, and then you beg him, then you're arriving like Sachmaid. I had in mind to bring you Rabbeinu Yonah, but I just forgot to bring it in. It says hichbrol v'reyim v'hiftzabai means
v'dvarim. Right. So, there's any difference
between convincing using money or convincing with? If you actually give him money, so why should that be the safman? Because they didn't really give him. Because when you offer him money, he's doing it b'nefesh chafetz.
Yeah.
He's not doing it because he was begged. He's doing it because it's worth it
to
him. So with that amount of money, you don't have to beg him. He's willing to do it happily. If it's amount of money, he's willing to do it happily. Okay, I'll go upon him. So when I say Sadibris, and it's you should learn, if you have time, you learn Archa Sadikim, you should learn the Shara Kinnah. The Shara Kinnah, Archa Sadikim is a big, if you have your eyes open and you see people around you, you'll see exactly what he talks about. He talks about how jealousy hurts people, changes people, damages people. I don't know how it was before, 100 years ago in the world. But I suspect that in one community, to have different people in the same community with all kinds of different levels of what they have, that they should be in the same community. Every community had a Rothschild, had a rich man in town, but you know, the rich man had nothing to do with everybody. You know, nobody was jealous. You know, he's a Rothschild. I mean, to have in the same community, the same block, people who are making X number of dollars, and people who are making 5X and 10X, you know, and all sitting next to each other and friends making 5 times as much, 10 times as much. I don't know if such a nisyanis, I doubt they existed in before capitalism really took off in America. It's a tremendous thing. What I think I've noticed is that the people who are in a very simple, pashta level of money usually don't have a problem with jealousy. It's the people who have, you know, the 5 times as much and not the 10 times as much, that are big nisyanis. It's a very big nisyan because people want to be, they want, some reason people want other people to think they're rich. I don't know why. I think you try to hide it, right? You try to hide it, but it seems to be that there are some people who have this mentality. It's a thing that comes naturally. I don't think they're bad people. There are people who want other people to know that they have a lot of money. And it's the taivas that come with it are very, very dangerous. They're very, very... The person has to really work on himself. You can have whatever you want, but you shouldn't need it. It's not bad to have things. It's bad to need things. People who need things are very handicapped. It's a very, very, very difficult thing. And you should just know, some of you are married, some of you are not. If you marry a person who's brought up in a certain way and needs things, the Gemara says you have to have no time into the person. Time to you, why you married her. But it says in the Gemara that if you marry a person who has certain expectations based on the way they're brought up, that the husband's meshuggah to it. The husband's stuck. You're stuck. The Farnes said, the Rambam passes this way, Shulchan Aruch is brought. That you marry somebody and she has one way of lifestyle in our father's house, there's one lifestyle in your house. So the Gemara says, Oyli imai veina yeredes imai. If your lifestyle is more, she can demand what you have. But if her lifestyle is more, you're mechuyev to give it to her. There's no time to tell. Even if you can't afford it, I need to a certain amount. But a person, Oyli imai yeredes imai. So you just know that it's part of the mitzias of the world. And, you know, if you do it, it doesn't. Marrying someone who has rich parents, so you get someone who has rich parents, but you don't get the money of the rich parents. That nothing to do with how wealthy they are, how generous people are. Sometimes wealthy people are generous, and sometimes they're not. Sometimes they have a shita that the kid has to make it on his own. And, you know, it's nice to have a shita, but you know, you bring up the kid to be spoiled. So if you brought her up that, you know, when she was 2 years old already, she has to make it on her own, it's a help. So there are people who have such a sheet, and there are people who have a sheet. A person who has a lot of money is not mechuyev to give it to anybody. And, you know, they marry up their daughter, and goodbye, Charlie, then I don't owe you a penny. And, you know, so you get the baggage without the contents of the baggage. So I don't mean in a bad way. I'm just telling you that the kachim advar, that's the way the world is. And we live in a world where there's a tremendous disparity between people. And it's very hard. You know, there's no thermometer. Before you go out, you should take a Derech Sharon test for how much you need to live, or how, you know, there's no such thing. When you get married, you have to adapt to it.
Right, time.
The avoid is conditional.
It's
so here, this is also a condition.
So I'm saying it's not a level in chemda. It's conditional to when are you over on chemda. It's conditional of a ma'aseh. Just like the avoid is conditional to bigger. But it's not a level.
You have to define what the person is doing. You have to define it in a sach way. Pidul is a certain machshava. That machshava has to come with avaida. Leisach might is a machshava. The machshava doesn't have to come with avaida, with anything. Here, it comes with this ma'isa. The way you're translating it, it's a chayk, it has to come with this, just like pidul. As you're saying, I don't think that's what he means. I think the point is that it's a level of chemda. That's really a lashon Rambam. Rambam says if you chaymir ad sheikh ben olav bereim, he used the word ad. Ad sheikh ben olav bereim, ad vehiv tzibay. That's the way I understand. Yeah.
So according to the Rambam, if someone's not burning with jealousy, but someday has no shyness, the guy shows it, everything. He is not in anything.
He's a big tzaddik. He's burning with jealousy and he doesn't try to get it. No, he's a very big tzaddik. The chemda, the yisayid is you could work beforehand on not being a chaymet. But b'shas ma'isa, if a person's a chaymet, he sees something he wants, it's pakarche that he wants. He has no choice.
He has no way of getting it.
He's not either. It's pakarche. The way I understand the Rambam is gebayt on Ibn Ezra's kasha. This kasha of Ibn
Ezra.
I understand. I think the Rambam is offering a second pshat. Not like Ibn Ezra, and he's saying that it has to be tied to something since it's about karchi of a person.
So
that's the way I understand the Rambam. No, because that part is not the person has no brayra in that. The chemda, he had a brayra, he should have worked on himself yesterday. B'shas ma'isa though, he's a chaymed. What are you going to do? Being a chaymed is a handicap. People who are jealous are handicapped people. They walk around unhappy. But Lamai said they have a choice. They don't want to be unhappy, but they're stuck. Okay, Nachinami.
Somebody says something tall and you're angry.
You're saying that you're not because you didn't have says that a certain amount of kas you have no braira, and a certain amount you do, and it's impossible to say how much. And that's why there's no lav in the Torah. There's a lav leisachmai. There's no lav leisichais. It doesn't say leisichais. Because he says kas, it's impossible to know when you're angry. Chemda does say like Sachmaid, and the Rambam gives us the guideline. God, the Beis Halevi has a piece on this. Beis Halevi says that the answer to Chemda is Yiras Hashem. He gives a marshal. He says, let's say a person sees something he wants, and there's a frozen lake. It's across the lake. So he starts running across the ice to go get it. So he's burning with desire for it. Suddenly he slips. B'shas he slips, he starts falling. His mind quickly thinks about how to catch himself. He says, while you're slipping and falling, you're not jealous. You're not thinking of the thing you want. Right? The time you're falling, you're afraid of falling. So the Rebbe Salevi says, is that like Sachman? Like you said, a person has to work on Yiras Hashem. If you have enough Yiras Hashem, you won't be a chaymet. You want so much to do the Ratzon Hashem kefi yom atziv that you're not a chayim. It doesn't. Other people's things have no shaykes. Yeah, that's the way Beis Halevi says. But okay, I'm trying to explain the way I understand the Rambam. Okay, let's get back to our Gemara. We're in the middle of Chashan Amam and Chashan Ashvusa. So top of Avam and Aleph. First of all, every Shavuos Heses, once you chayshit him and you're telling him swear, why does it help to swear? You say it's the coin to Ritva, the kasha is it's Lufnei Yiver, according to everybody else. The question is why swear? Besu Hadetani Reb Chia Shneim Nishba Minayit Lamebal Abayis. The case of Reb Chia, where shneim nishbaim v'naitlim neim amigul d'chasher amam d'chasher hashvusa. So we had already the din of chenvani alpin kasai that side of chenvani swears, the side of the worker swears chasher amam d'chasher hashvusa. Now this kasha is even more shver on the ritva, because right, the ritva says the kasha is yaivel of neiver. Here, where both sides are swearing. Right? What's happening here? The chenveni is swearing, I paid the worker. Right? Remember the case? Somebody has a worker. He says, pay me. He says, go to the chenveni, he'll give you the money. So the chenveni swears I gave the worker. The worker swears I didn't get from the chenveni. There, when you make both of them swear, you're for sure over on lifnei iver. I think that's a problem, like the ritva, even in the maskana, I don't understand it. How's the ritva going to learn, even in the maskana, the gemara? It's not lifnei iver. But what do you do in this case that the Gemara is bringing? Bezdin tells the chenveni, swear that you gave the worker the money, and then the employer is going to pay you. Bezdin tells the worker, swear you got the money, or swear you didn't get the money, and then the employer will pay you. So what's happening? The chemini is swearing, I never gave this money worker money. The worker is swearing, I'm sorry, the chemini is swearing, I did give money to the worker. The worker is swearing, I never got money. One of them is vadai lying. That's bananas is saying. One of them is swearing sheker. But we paskin, you swear. So l'chayra, even after we're going to finish the whole sugya, and we're going to end up chashem amar alay chashash musa. We're going to end up there. But in that case, how does the Ritva learn that? That's zichel lifnei. Maybe how do we learn it? The zichel lifnei evil I see nichshol. You're making them both swear. Normally, when Bezin says to someone, swear, Bezin's hoping he's swearing truthfully. So it's not lifnei evil. He's hoping he's swearing truthfully. But here, when you make two people swear opposite things, isn't it a vadei lifnei evil? Chayim, that's your problem, even in the maskana.
That's only if they both swear.
Yeah.
No, but the point is, what the whole time of the Chashav and the Chashav Shavuot, you're saying, if I'm going to go and make a shavuot, and he didn't do it, even if he really did it, he's going to lie, because I know he's going to lie, and I'm nervous he's going to lie. So the answer is, no, we don't assume he's going to lie.
Right.
So here I'm going to go and say, I'm going to make them both make a shavuot. But I'm assuming that one of the one who's lying is not going to lie. That's my assumption. I'm not assuming that both are going to make a shavuot. If I always assume that the guy who's lying is going to make a shavuot, I can't find that it's like they either. The only answer is, I assume the guy won't lie. So I'll say, both of you make the shua. I'm assuming the one is telling the truth will make the shua. The one who's lying won't make the shua.
But shat lechachamim. Then I'm assuming one will be pirish. So then what's Ben Anas asking the chachamim? How could you do this? You're going to come to the vadei shua sheker.
I know one guy's around and he's a liar. If I'm saying
Chasher,
I'm a
mother, Chasher, Shvazah,
I know that.
Bananas holds Chasher, Mamre, is Chasher, Shvazah. That's the Machlaik's Bananas and the Chachamim. No, I'm saying Lamaskana. We end up Chasher, Mamre, Loi, Chasher, Shvazah.
Now, could I go and present?
Wait, they're talking Loi, Chasher, Shvazah, right? So why does Bananas say I can't present? If I'm sure that one of them will be Pirish. Why? If one of them will be Pirish? There's no zils. There's no zils if they swear. It's not zils if they don't swear.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, both of them two swear.
That's not
zils. They have the ability to both swear.
But Shlomo Amar said, cut the baby in half. That's his also. It's a way of getting the real mother to be Megalas.
I'm telling them, I'm giving them both the ability. But in the case of Shua, it's something if it's going to be, it's something Mashaabah. Yeah, it's something Mashaabah. I don't know if they're going to swear.
And when I make them both swear.
But if I allow them both to swear, then I'm not told. Once you allow them both to swear, you're right. One of them's going to be over. I'm afraid you did a thingy, but it was a suffix, so you're fine. But over here, when you're letting them both swear, after they both swear, then you have a big problem. Yeah, it's a little
bad. Okay, I'd rather stay with the kasha. To me, it seems like a kasha. And let's move on. We'll argue afterwards. You know, I don't mind arguing later. The third kasha in the Gemara. The Gemara is from Hesis. Yes, from Tanya Reb Chiya. Third kasha. Su, Hodam Reb Sheishis. Shalei Shavuos Mashbi Inaisai. Okay, we mentioned many times there are three Shavuot Daraisas. Right? Three Daraisas, Maidav Mitzas, Eid Echad, and Shavuos HaShomerim. Now, actually, Shavuos HaShomerim itself has Shalei Shavuos Mashbi Inaisai. Has many components to it. And they are Shavuos Shalei Pashakti Ba, Shavuos Shalei Shalachti Ba Yad, Shavuos Sheina Bishusi, Frakti Gemara, Neima Migu the Chasher Abba the Chasher Shavuosa. Elo, Loi Amin the Migu Chasher Abba the Chasher Shavuosa. Must be the Maskana that you don't. Well, from which of the three Shavuos was Rosh Hashanah asking? Again, we're learning Rosh Hashanah. Bear in mind that we already accepted this is something called Ishtamute. We already know that sometimes people are mishamit to pay, and then we wouldn't have a cash. So let's see. There are three Shavuos here. Shavua Shalei Pashati Ba, Shavua Shalei Shalachti Ba Yad, Shavua Sheina Bishusa. Okay, so Shavua Shalei Pashati Ba, can I ask a kasha? How can you swear Shavua Shalei Pashati Ba, Chashamam and Chashash Shavuosa? So that's easy. Shavua Shalei Pashati Ba, maybe he's being mishtamit. Maybe it was Pashaya. And he really plans to pay, and he's done with it, come Mishtamit. So Shalei Pashati Ba is not a kasha. Shavua Shalei Shalachti Ba Yad, Shua Shalach Shalachti Bayad. So what about that? What about Shua Shalach Shalachti Bayad? What shalachti bo yad mean? Someone gives you a basketball to watch. You put it in your locker. So he gives it to you as a pekad. So he tells you, watch it for 2 weeks. So after 1 week, you use the basketball. You take it, it's gazeo. But you took it, you used it, you put it back. So now you're a gazeo. Then, during the second week, it gets stolen. The halacha is you have to pay. Because once you were shaleach bayad, once you used it, even if you didn't make it worth any less, but once you're shaleach bayad, you're a ganav. Once you're a ganav, so now you're not a shomer, now you're a ganav. A ganav has to pay. So what we're doing is we're saying like this. You're a shomer. You're a shomer, and you're a shomer, and you're saying, Nansa, something happened to it, I'm potter. We believe you're potter. But swear, shalei shalachti bayad. Maybe you used it during the week. Maybe you used it during the week. So, the Gemara is asking Akasha, how could you swear shalei shalachti bayad? Let's say, migur ha-chasher amam, and ha-chasher ha-shvusa. Does that make sense? Shalei shalachti bayad. Does it make sense? L'chaira, no, because he could say, again, ishtamute. He could say, I know I used the basketball, I wasn't allowed to use it. And then it was takanensa. And I plan to pay. And I'm being mishtamit, I don't have the money. So by shur shalosh shalachti bayad, l'chaira also doesn't make sense, the Gemara's kasha.
Direct result from that.
Yeah.
Direct result from something else.
But our telling him to swear shalosh shalachti bayad makes sense, because it could be ishtamute. We said anytime it could be ishtamute, it makes sense to have him swear. Right. So that's why I'm saying Nansa. And I'm not being Maida Shlachti Be'ah. If you make me swear, then I'll be Maida. So what I'm telling you is not a lumdis, it's Pshat. Because Rashi Taka says the first two is Taka, there's no Kasha. Rashi says, and Rashi Neima, see Rashi says, Neima Gabishwa Shayna Bishusi, Migu the Chashan Amam. Rashi says the Gemara's kasha is only from the third shvua, not from the first two. So memeila is a good. Pshat in the Gemara is very geshmak. The first two shvur shalai pshati ba could be ishtamute. Shvur shalai shati bayad could be ishtamute. And we already know from the previous psalm that any time it could be ishtamute, you swear. So the kasha is only shvur shayna b'shusi. There is no ishtamute. If it's in my rishus, so what do you mean ishtamute? I can give it to you. So Gemara is a kasha from shvur shayna b'shusi. This is Rashi, very geshmak. Rasha says that Taisvis on Gimel Amud Beis disagrees with Rashi. On Rashi, the Rasha says, Avol, Taisvis La'el, on Gimel Amud Beis, says, Meshua Shalai Shalachti Beyad Muchich Lahachi. The Gemara's Raya is from Shua Shalai Shalachti Beyad. So now, we have a problem understanding Shah. Again, our rule is whenever it's possible ishtamute, it's not a kasha. It's possible ishtamute, that's why we make him swear. Shvur shalai shalachti bayad, what's the kasha? On shvur shalai shalachti bayad, why are you swearing that you didn't use the ball last week? Why am I making you swear? I'll tell you why I make you swear, because maybe ishtamute. Maybe it's ishtamute. It doesn't make sense. The answer is that Tosis holds the way we spoke out from the Ketzais. The Ketzais second su Tosis. He holds like we spoke out from the Ketzais. There are two psulim. There's one psul called Gazlin and one psul called Choshet. Two separate things. A Gazlin is someone who stole. He stole. He's a Gazlin. A Choshet, that's our sugya. It's Choshet Amamina. We don't know if he stole. We just make him swear because maybe he stole. There's one psul of chashid, there's one psul of gazlan. The Gemara, the way the Marsha is touching up our Gemara, we're asking in the Kavanas Taisis, we're asking for Shur Shalai Shachti Biyad. The kasha is that if he's a person with Shalach Bayad, he's already a gazlan. He's already a gazlan. The Havalei Gazlan, may he shaita the Shalach Bayad. V'loi shayach l'meimer ishtamute. Ishtamute only helps to say this person's not a chashid. He's not a choshet. He's just being mishdamet. He's really a good person. So therefore, let him swear. That makes sense by yishtamutai, by a regular person. But if he was already a goslin, he already stole this item, he already was sholach bayad, so he is a choshet. Be'etzem, you can't say yishtamutai. Yishtamutai answers why now you're not admitting it. It doesn't answer why you took it. When you took it at that time, that you took it, you were a goslin. Since at that time you were a goslin, the Gemara is asking, how could you swear? This is the way the Marshal B'Shem Tysus explains the Gemara. So I think the pshat is that by Oysa Mammon we don't say that. The Tysus only said it, that because he stole one time, doesn't mean now he's stealing. By Oysa Mammon we don't say maybe the tshuva. He's still in the middle of that ma'isa. Calls him out, he's in that ma'isa, we don't say. So this is the way, again it's complicated, but this is the way apparently the Tysus learned the Gemara, that once you shaleach b'yad, you're a goslin, finished. The only thing I would add is, why didn't Rashi learn that way? Once you shaleach b'yad, this is right. Once you use the basketball, you're a goslin, you shouldn't be able to swear. I would suggest that le'inshi le'mash malahu. I think people think it's not so terrible. Someone gives you something to watch, after all, you're doing him a favor. So I don't think people look at it as a goslin. No? I think people don't look at it that way. They might know you're not supposed to do it. I don't think people see it as gezeila. If someone gives you something to watch, and you're shoshal midas when you go into the other guy's pocket and take it. So to a lot of people, that doesn't seem to be gezeila either. But when I'm doing him a favor, and I'm watching it for him, and I just want to use it for a minute, if something happens, I'll pay him. I just want to use it. I think most people don't see it as gezeila. Could be that's why Rashi didn't learn that sholach bayad, you have a din gazel of your pasul shul. Could be. At any rate, the Gemara ends up, chashel amamere is loy chashel ha-shvuasa, and most Rishayim have learned that's the maskani, even though Abayi is going to argue in a minute, but that's the maskani, second part. Now, we stopped to learn Abayi, and then we come to the sugya, the famous sugya of Tapfei Kayin. I just have to tell you, there's one part of Abaya which has to do with the sugya of Tokvei Kayin. And I just like to explain what it is. In Yitzhak Hashem, tomorrow we'll learn Abaya, and we'll see. Just, you have to understand, sometimes the sugya has a lot of complicated pieces to it, and it's a hard avayda. But sometimes the sugya has one main theme, and if you get stuck with all the complicated pieces, you lose the main part of it. I assume all of you learned the words of Abaye already. What we're going to work on tomorrow, besides the Afnab Shat, is the following question, which Abaye doesn't tell us directly. And that is this. Question. I know you have a milvi yeshana, you owe me money, and you forgot about it. I know you owe me money. Either you're a Russia, you're not paying me, or maybe you're not a Russia, you forgot. Am I allowed to go and take something of yours? Be taken. Talk for the kind, he's a grab. Tfisa. Am I allowed to grab something which I know you owe me, but you don't remember, or you're a Faganov and you don't admit it? Am I allowed to grab it? Abaye doesn't tell you, you better figure this out in the Gemara. Abaye is not saying if you're allowed to. Abaye is saying, this is what happened. What happened is, one person knows the other person owes him money, so he grabbed it. Abai is telling me a story. He's not telling me it's a mutlach atchila asa. So you have to bear this in mind. Question number one, are you allowed to grab? Question number two, in Timtzalayim, you're allowed to grab. What happens if I have a suffik milva yishanim? I'm a suffik if you owe me money. And I know, I'm a lamdin, I know if I go to Bezin, Bezin will say, I might see the chaver or the varaya, I won't get it. So I just want to do a very simple thing. I'm going to grab your thing. And now when I go to Bezin, if Bezin will say, I might see the chaver, I'll get it, instead of you getting it. Am I allowed to do that? Those are the two questions which we have to deal with. You can't lose how it works into the Gemara, you're going to lose me tomorrow. Because the question itself, it's easy to be done on, declare it this way and that way. If you don't know how it feeds into Abaye, it's going to be very hard. The Maramakaimis on this is, first of all, the Balamar, under the... A lot of Balamar, the Lashonis are hard, but Grada, at least the first half of the Balamar is very clear. Under the Rif, there's a Balamar, and the Ramban argues with the Balamar. And then, once you learn the Balamar and that, there are a number of Achrayim who talk about it. I saw in the Shurei Reb Shmuel, he has a small piece on it. I'm sure the other Achrayim as well. It's on page Dalit in the Rif. Daf Dalit and Daf Rif. And the bottom, Amar HaGadol, Balamar. And it's Hashem, we're going to do that tomorrow, and then Thursday we'll start the actual Sugya of Tatbikah.